exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two back and elaborate on what I was talking about just before the break. Last night, I caught a replay of Jay Carney, White House spokesslug, out there trying to basically justify why the United States government immediately recognized this new Ukrainian government, even though it hasn't actually officially formed itself just yet. And he was out there saying that, well, yeah, the old government of the Ukraine was elected, and this one isn't, but we went along with it because that old elected government of the Ukraine was doing bad things. They weren't playing by the rules. They were violating their constitution. They were abusive of protesters. And I could see it on his face that he realized he could be describing the United States right now, because we have a government we're told was elected. It's kind of hard to document that with all the fraud that we've got going on here. But there is no question, this government, elected or not, is not playing by the rules any longer. They've almost openly declared war on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're spying on the people constantly. I remember back when the Romanian Revolution happened. And one of the reasons was that Ceausescu was spying on his people, had TV cameras on all the street lights, and was just constantly watching all of his people. Certainly the East German Stasi was doing that, and they were demonized for that. And our government's now doing exactly the same thing. And if the Ukrainian people have a right to kick out the government in Kiev for such abusive behavior, then so do the American people. So how do you say it's okay for this nation to kick out an abusive government while selling the idea that it's a completely ridiculous idea here in the United States of America? So Jay was up there, you know, being the pot, calling the kettle black, and I could see on his face that he was very uncomfortable trying to sell that idea, because we certainly have a government in this country that has gone completely off the constitutional reservation, and by doing so, it's delegitimized itself. Over at blacklistednews.com, they've got an article, Americans Rising Up Against Government, and they're making the point that the ruling class, the money junkies, the government, are all of a sudden experiencing a lot more pushback from the American people than has been the norm until recently. And it's probably a harbinger of things to come. It's just like George's phone call coming in there, de-link from the system, don't support it anymore. In fact, even more than that, you should be out there publicly, globally, on the net, on your social media, saying, I don't recognize this current federal government as legitimate, because they are not playing by the rules under which we, the people, allow the government to manage this country. And that's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, just to underscore how bad the hypocrisy is getting, we're getting out there. The BBC is out there trying to sell the idea that it's okay for the Western-backed regime of Thaksin Shinawatra in Thailand to be carrying out a campaign of terror against their protesters. At the same time, they're insisting that it was just to remove the government of the Ukraine for abusing their protesters. Except, of course, we know in the Ukraine, the protesters were agent provocateurs funded by the United States of America to the tune of $5 billion. And I think at some point, the audience in Britain watching the BBC, just like the American people, are going to realize there is very clearly a double standard, that terrorism by the government is good as long as that government is friendly to the United States and U.S. business interests. And if that government is not friendly to the U.S. and U.S. business interests, it doesn't matter how well they treat their people. They've got to be overthrown. We've got to go in there and destabilize their country, because that's what the U.S. does and has been all along. We're seeing the continuation of a policy that has gone back for decades. We saw it in Cuba. We saw it in Chile. We saw it in the Philippines. Saw it in Iran in 1953. They won't run their economy to benefit American corporations. Kick them out. Put in the Shah. Put in Pinochet. Put in a friendly dictator. Because that's how the U.S. operates here. Now, moving on down to the Middle East. Interesting story coming out of Press TV. European governments awakened to Israel racism. And they're basically commenting on the fact that Israel's overt apartheid against the Palestinians has reached a point where even the most Israel-friendly, Israel-subservient politicians are having to comment, simply because the general population is saying, yeah, we've got a new South Africa here. You know, we did something about South Africa's apartheid. It's time to do something about Israel's apartheid, which is why Netanyahu's out there screaming that we're all anti-Semites now. There's the Jews, and then there's the anti-Semites. Now, remember I said earlier in the week how all over cable TV we were seeing all these endless replays of movies and TV shows and documentaries about Hitler and the Nazis and the Holocaust and all the rest of the stuff. And I said, anytime we see that stuff flood back onto the cable network, it means Israel's going to do something tacky and they need political cover. And sure enough, apparently Israeli soldiers have gone into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And they're basically beating up on Palestinians who are there. And apparently they wounded three worshipers, apparently in the middle of their prayers. And, of course, every time Israel goes onto the Temple Mount, goes into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, it is intended to be a provocation. So they're trying to basically anger the Muslims into doing something overt that Israel can then say, oh, that's the initiating event. Oh, how dare they? We must go and bomb somebody. And speaking of bombing somebody, Israel apparently carried out another air raid on the Syria-Lebanon border. Now, interestingly enough, Fox News is saying that Israel denies the raid, but we're getting a story from Raw Story where Netanyahu was saying, oh, it was necessary for Israel's security that we bomb the Syria-Lebanon border. Now, Fox News was reporting on how Israel is not taking sides in the Syrian civil war. That is certainly not true. Israel went up and bombed Damascus. But every time Israel wants to go out and commit mass murder, they just say, oh, it's necessary for our security to go bomb other people's countries here. Let's grab another phone call real quick. Martinez in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. Yeah, I just have a question and then a quote I wanted to tell you, and I'll let you go and finish on your subject.
Okay.
My question is, have you ever heard of Project Long Jeopardy?
Nope, doesn't ring a bell.
Well, Eric Holder announced it in Connecticut. He was having a meeting. It's on video on YouTube. You can check it out. On November the 27th, 2012. And he was talking about Project Long Jeopardy that was going to involve federal agents and people from all over the world, including, you know, kids and stuff like that. And I think that was what led up to the Sandy Hook hoax. If you don't know Project Long Jeopardy, you may want to check it out. Anyways,
all right, I'll take a look at that. But I think Sandy Hook was definitely another one of these ginned-up mass shootings to support the gun-grabber agenda. But, you know, every time they do one of those things, gun sales go through the roof. I've even seriously thought about buying a modern firearm myself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The ammo is really hard to find, though. I mean, I have an AR-22, and I can't really... I have trouble finding ammo on just a 22. Here, I drive to academies all over the place, and it's really hard. And that's what that's
one of the advantages black powder shooters have is we can just make our own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and my quote real quick, before I let you go, Michael, it's from Thomas Paine. He says, the duty of a true patriot is to protect his country from its government.
Yes.
And I believe that by all of us working together... I mean, I know we're not much, but it's a lot of us, and I'm pretty sure if we all combine and reunite and people wake up, we could actually defeat this government without having a violent revolution or, you know, avoiding maybe another world war. But we all need to stick together.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. You're doing your part. I mean, I'm trying to do my part, but there's too many people still asleep, and people just need to wake up.
Well, people are waking up. You know, there's always going to be a segment of the population that absolutely is living in denial and wants to believe everything is okay and there is a Santa Claus and government is benevolent. We know otherwise. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Following up on one of the caller's comments, government is like fire. It's useful if controlled, and it's an absolute disaster if allowed to run wild. And that's what's happened here in the United States of America. The founding fathers set up a nation with strict limitations on what government could do. The Constitution isn't about what the government can do as much as it is about what the government is not allowed to do. And it says right in that Constitution, you, the federal government, are allowed to do what is on this list and absolutely nothing else. In the case of new needs or new technologies, the bias is toward the states and the people. It's written right into that 9th and 10th Amendment. The 9th Amendment, government can only do what it's explicitly allowed to do in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the 10th Amendment is, if nobody's talked about it, it belongs to the people. Now, a population of any country should always view their government as an adversary, because it is the curse of politics that it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have that power. We should always be skeptical of everything the government says. I remember when I was a kid, skepticism was considered a healthy quality to have, especially in the sciences, as opposed to today where they're out there saying, sit down, shut up, accept the scientific consensus of human-caused global warming. You need to be skeptical. If there's one lesson I could teach to the next generation that is coming on, is that government is a necessary evil, but it is still evil. And you should treat it as such. And you should always be skeptical of anything that government and that corporately enslaved media is telling you. Absolutely. Now, getting back down to Israel, there's been another human rights violation here involving a gentleman, 47-year-old father of five, Al Tawil. Now, this guy was serving a three-month prison term for driving an unlicensed vehicle. That's it. Not a terrorist, not a terror suspect. Got caught driving an unlicensed vehicle, was sentenced to jail for 3 months, and was tortured to death by the Israeli prison service. Don't even why. Maybe it's just, it's fun. There's nothing to do here. Let's torture this guy to death. And we won't hear that in the United Nations. We certainly won't see it on the American corporate media. 3 month sentence for driving an unlicensed vehicle, and the guy gets tortured to death. All righty. Story coming out of the originalandawar.com. And we have been seeing this all over. The renewed calls for U.S. military intervention in Syria. We've got to go into Syria. We've got to do that. And again, you know, if you really feel that there should be an intervention in Syria or Iran or anywhere else, help yourself. Here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call your intended target and tell them you are on your way to kick their butt all by yourself. But I am getting sick and tired of all these people, especially John McCain, screaming how we must invade thus and such a country, meaning you have to do it. He wants the war as long as other people have to fight it. There's no reason for we, the American people, to go into Syria. The bankers have a reason to want to go into Syria. The money junkies do. The private central bankers do. But that's them. Let them send their kids. Now, we were talking, I think it was last week, about this very strange situation where these two former Navy SEALs were found dead on the Maersk, Alabama. This was the ship that was at the center of the Captain Phillips story. Had been seized by Somali pirates and then rescued. They made a movie, Tom Hanks is in it. And these two ex-Navy SEALs were found dead on this ship. Very strange kind of a situation. Now, former Navy SEALs don't work as security guards. And as a matter of fact, it turns out both men were working for the U.S.-based Trident Group, which is one of these paramilitary security companies we need to look at. Here's where it gets really, really weird. Their cause of death has now been announced. Okay, and we are being told that Mark Daniel Kennedy, age 43, and Jeffrey Keith Reynolds, 44, both died of respiratory failure after suffering heart attacks at pretty much the exact same time in their cabin. That's this official story coming out now. I'm very, very concerned at this degree of wet work, especially at a time when the certain quarters in our government are looking for some kind of a false flag to reinvigorate the war agenda. Remember, we had that other story that came out last week, how U.S. Navy SEALs were being trained to use and deploy what they call suitcase nukes. The really, really small nuclear weapons that can be smuggled in and set off someplace. Well, the only reason to train to use a suitcase nuke is to blame a third party when the thing goes bang. The United States doesn't need to use suitcase nukes in a full-on stand-up nuclear war. We have rockets, we have bombers, we have submarines, we have all of that stuff. The only reason to use a suitcase nuke is to blame another party for it. Set off the suitcase nuke. Oh, those gosh darned Iranians, see, they did have nuclear weapons and they're attacking us. Or now it's going to be the Russians. The Russians nuked Poughkeepsie. Or the Chinese nuked Las Vegas. Suitably biblical ending to the place. Now the U.S. is considering and planning to reactivate their military bases in the Philippines in response to the so-called conflict with China over who owns certain islands. So they're moving forward with setting up a new Pacific war. Now, it's not, again, the U.S. has a very powerful motive to get into a state of war with China. Would allow the U.S. to stiff China on all the money China has loaned us. Would require all of the U.S. allies to quit doing business using the yuan and the renminbi and come right back into the slavery of the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. So they're rattling the sabers over there. Over in Turkey, major protests going on there. Not going to see the coverage of that we saw of the protests in the Ukraine because, after all, Erdogan is our friend. And so it doesn't matter if there are protesters over there being shot. Sri Lanka has put out a very interesting claim that Russia is locking up the uranium market. So, oh my goodness, they have weapons of mass destruction, which Russia does. Let's not kid ourselves. Russia built the most powerful nuclear bomb ever. It was called the Tsar. It was 100 megatons. They were so scared of it, when they tested it, they dialed it back down to 50. Made a huge hole in the ground. But it looks like this is really more about reminding us all that Russia's a danger, Russia's a threat, trying to get that new Cold War going. This time, I'm not sure they can keep it from going hot. All right, getting over to the economy, as you know, the new Federal Reserve Chairman, Janet Yellen, is out there. She's going through the House Financial Services Committee on the 11th. Gave her a lot of softball questions, except for one. Two members of Congress, mentioned Ron Paul's attempt to audit the Federal Reserve. And at that point, Yellen got very upset and basically came back and said, in effect, no effing way are we ever going to allow an audit of that central bank. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Why she's a little off base and why she's reacting the way she is after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Jimmy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're talking about how when Janet Yellen appeared before the House Financial Services Committee back on the 11th of this month, they basically threw a lot of softball questions at her. But two members of Congress stood up and talked about Ron Paul's attempt to audit the Federal Reserve. And Yellen tensed up and said, absolutely, we will not allow an audit of the Federal Reserve. We will not allow the government to second-guess the workings of the Federal Reserve. Harumph, 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 harumph. Well, I have a couple of issues with that. First of all, the reason the Federal Reserve is refusing an audit is they don't want the American people to learn just how much wealth has been sucked out of your pockets over the last 100 years through this scam of private central banking. Now, let's talk some common sense here. When you have a nation, and the nation has a money supply, doesn't that money supply belong to the nation and its people? That's how the United States was set up. The government coined the money and put it into circulation, along with paper claim checks, as a public utility, as a public service in order to support commerce. That's how this country started. Now, the attitude of the private central bank is, it's all their money. You, the people of the United States of America, do not have your own currency. All commerce has to begin with ink and paper notes borrowed at interest from the privately owned central bank. And as I've pointed out many times before, this is exactly the same kind of predatory banking system we fought a revolution to be free of in the first place. Only to have Congress and a corrupt president sell us back into the slavery of private central banking 100 years ago. Now, I would argue the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional to begin with, because the Constitution vests the money creation authority with the Congress, meaning the public currency is supposed to be a public utility. It is the property, collectively, of the American people. But that got stolen from us. And because the Constitution does not authorize the transfer or delegation of the money creation authority, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. Now, what happened 100 years ago, back in 1913, is the bankers understood that getting a constitutional amendment to transfer the money creation authority to a privately owned central bank was going to be very, very difficult. They'd had a lot of problems with the last amendment they tried to push through, the 16th Amendment, the one that authorized direct non-apportioned taxation. And nobody can actually prove that one actually was ratified. So instead of trying a new amendment and risking failure, they just passed the Federal Reserve Act over the Christmas holiday 1913 and said, it's a done deal. Get used to it. And since then, over the last 100 years, that privately owned central bank has just been reaping huge amounts of real wealth from the American people, because they get a piece of the action of every commerce that takes place inside the United States. Because that currency that you're using to transact all business is accruing interest to that privately owned central bank. And they don't want you to know how much that's added up to over the last 100 years. Or you would really be angry. Should be angry anyway. And that's why they're opposing an audit. Remember the last time when Ron Paul was still in Congress and was talking about an audit, the Federal Reserve issued a veiled threat they would crash the U.S. economy before they would allow an audit, to keep their dirty little secret of just how much money they have taken from you. And they've returned nothing of any real value to the American nation, to the American people, to our society. They just sit there in the top of their little scam, and the money pours in, and they live lives of extreme wealth and privilege and power. And the bankers we have today didn't even set up the system. They just inherited this wonderful little scam. And Yellen's out there, and she's going to protect it, because she's one of the beneficiaries of the system. When this system collapses and we restart this country, I mean, the top biggest forbidden on our list for the new America is going to be no more private central banking. Because every nation enslaved to this predatory system of banking is in trouble. They're all drowning in debt. Why? Because this type of banking, by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And once you fall victim to its scam, there's no way to pay the debt off. And it bills and bills and bills and bills, and the bankers use that debt to control the government, to control society, to reshape the society into ever more profitable operations for these bankers. It is a gigantic scam. And that's why Yellen is saying no audit. They don't want you to know just how much of the nation's real wealth they have siphoned off over 100 years for nothing more than ink, paper, and taps on a computer keyboard. Now, speaking of loans, Ukraine, they haven't even finished forming their new government. They're already out there saying, we got to borrow money. We're on the edge of financial collapse. because the financial arrangement they had with Russia, which is what started this whole attempt at the overthrow, obviously Russia is not sending them any more money. Russia is saying they don't have a government there they can talk to. So the new Ukrainian government is already out there saying, oh, we need 25 billion euros. And, of course, the European Central Bank is, of course, we will loan you the 25 billion euros. It's just ink and paper here. And you, the people of the Ukraine, will be enslaved to the European Central Bank forever and 2 weeks after that. So the Ukraine has already fallen into the trap of the private central bankers, which was the whole point of the exercise. Now, over at the Wall Street Journal, they've got a story where it's been revealed. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner met with President Obama just 5 minutes before he threatened Standard & Poor's over their downgrade of the United States credit rating. So it looks like this threat against S&P came right from the White House. And that is not a valid legal authority the president has to go out and threaten a ratings agency over a downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. U.S. credit rating is not supposed to be subject to undue influence. Now, we've been talking about J.P. Morgan in the context of this sudden surge in banker suicides, very strange deaths out there. J.P. Morgan appears to be in business. As you know, they let a lot of people go last year from their mortgage origination business because mortgages really aren't doing so good right now. But apparently, after firing 15,000 people in their mortgage division, they are now looking at firing thousands more. So they're not doing very well. And I wonder if that as well might have something to do with all these strange deaths over the Forex rigging here. Now, over in Massachusetts, there's been a decision handed down by the Supreme Judicial Court in the case Galeastro versus Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems Incorporated. And this has set another legal precedent you all need to be paying attention to. The High Court in Massachusetts had ruled the Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems does not have authority to foreclose on any mortgage properties in the state of Massachusetts. Remember, that whole mortgage electronic registration system was set up to facilitate the bundling of mortgages back in 2008 with the whole mortgage-backed security scam. And mortgages, titles, and notes were transferred into the mortgage electronic registration system so they could be shuffled about without having to pay title transfer fees. And Massachusetts High Court has ruled, and they're not the first ones to do that, MERS does not have standing to act in terms of foreclosing on a property, especially because they disconnected the notes from the mortgage itself and the title itself. It was just a huge mess. May have even been a massive computer failure, software failure that caused all the confusion. But here's the point of view. If you are in a state and you are looking at foreclosure, and the mortgage electronic registration system is cited as the title holder or note holder, you now have a legal precedent saying they don't have standing to foreclose. And that is a really, really good thing. All right, we're coming up on another commercial break here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy. This next story is one of those stories that it comes across the desk, and I look at it, and I just shake my head at what it reveals about the American character, or at least the character of those we allow into government. And it's a major, major problem. Apparently, down in South Carolina, okay, in the city of Columbia, they just passed a new law where if you want to feed the homeless, you first have to get a permit, okay? The permit costs $120, and you must get it 15 days in advance of when you want to feed the homeless. Now, this law is targeted at charities and nonprofits. And this is like criminalizing caring for the least fortunate members of our society. Now, my wife and I are involved in two programs through two local churches for feeding the hungry and homeless out here on Oahu. And we're basically running on spare change we find under the seat cushion. And if the local government demanded a permit costing $120, that's $120 we no longer have to feed the homeless in the first place. And I understand what's going on. These various local governments, they want the homeless to go someplace else. Go be a, you know, go somewhere else. Here in Oahu, they're constantly trying to chase the homeless and hungry away from where the tourists hang out. Don't want the tourists to see that we got homeless and hungry in Hawaii. We're supposed to be this island paradise here. You know, not counting getting your crotch groped and your iPad stolen, getting in and out of here, courtesy of the TSA. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Dan in Texas. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dan, are you there?
Hear me.
There you are. All right, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to add to your comments before the break on mortgage cases.
Mm-hmm.
There was a case in the Supreme Court of the state of Kansas in 2011 that was Landmark Bank. I forget who the appellee was in that case, but the appellant was Landmark Bank. Mm-hmm. And in 2011, the Supreme Court of the state of Kansas held that MERS did not have standing in that
yeah.
case. So Massachusetts would be at least the second state to say so.
More than that, I mean, there have been a lot of states that have already done this, but every time we get another one of these decisions, we need to put it out there,
right?
Because absolutely, the way they set up this whole mortgage-backed security fraud, I mean, it was fraudulent all the way from top to bottom. And setting up this mortgage electronic registration system was a blatant attempt to evade title transfer fees, which are very expensive. They're a major source of state tax revenues. And it appears from where I am sitting that this MERS computer system may have had a software glitch. Okay? And the situation is that this was all playing to the bankers and mortgage companies' advantage, but it may have been because of software errors that we got into this nightmare where nobody could find where the titles and the mortgages and the notes had gone to, and they're keeping the lid on that one as well. Okay?
All right, have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, before we go any further, I just got some really good news that I want to share with all of you. Okay, Ben Swan is coming on to the Republic Broadcasting Network as a talk show host. He's going to have the time slot before my show. They haven't told me whether it's a two-hour or three-hour show, but Ben Swan will be on the air on RBN before my show comes on. And if you stay connected to RBN after I go off the air, listen to John Stadmiller's show. He is going to have all the details. I cannot tell you how happy I am to hear this, that we're getting Ben Swan, and you've heard on his little podcast on the top of the hour here, we're the face of the new media. He is absolutely right, and right now we are seeing all over that all of the little tiny disparate parts of the independent media are starting to come together and unite, and we're forming these larger and larger, more powerful presences. And we're attracting larger audiences. We're pulling them away from the corporate media. The more this happens, the more the independent media is going to be a force to be reckoned with in the evolution of our society, politically, economically, and so forth. So we got Ben. I throw a party. Pop the champagne corks. This is wonderful, wonderful news to have Ben on the air here on Republic Broadcasting. So stay tuned to John Stadmiller's show. He's going to have all the details about this. But, yeah, this is just wonderful, absolutely wonderful news. Yeehaw! All right, that's really good stuff. All right, getting back here and getting back here to the economy, they're still trying to find some way to convince voters that Obamacare is a really good thing and the voters should not punish the Democrats for this absolute, abject failure of a government policy. But we are seeing more and more information where Obamacare is, in fact, driving up premiums for the American people. And remember when this whole thing was being pitched at us, the Affordable Care Act, it was going to save us money, we were going to have better medical care, and in fact, we got exactly the opposite. Costs have gone up, deductibles have gone up, major problem there. I'm having to deal with that one myself right now. Quality of care is going down. A lot of doctors and caregivers are just getting out of the business entirely because they can't deal with this stuff. So there's been a new report from the Centers of Medicaid and Medicare Services are saying 11 million small business employees are going to see their premiums go up. Make you pay more for less. That's the new American business model. It's amazing. Now, if you're in California, a little bit of good news for you, or maybe bad news, depending upon how you look at it. The California website for Obamacare is back up and running after a five-day outage due to software problems. And at this point, I mean, setting aside increasing costs, setting aside IRS meddling in your health care, setting aside all of those issues, just looking at the way the administration managed the creation and deployment of the website for what is supposed to be their flagship signature policy, tells you this government doesn't actually know how to do anything anymore except pass laws and stand in front of the camera and look good. That's all they know how to do. This media-dominated political climate, the selling of the president, selling of the Congress, selling of whatever, it has gone so totally into public relations and looking good that they've forgotten how to do anything else. And I think the utter failure and collapse of the Obamacare website system itself shows this government doesn't actually know how to make anything work, whether it's the Obamacare website, the independence class littoral ships, the F-35. These are people who are where they are because they look good in three-piece suits and they present well on camera. And the corporate media says, oh, yes, you should vote for the person who looks the best on TV. And so we have a government of people who look really good. And they're very convincing when they talk at you. And when the rubber actually meets the road, they don't really know how to do anything. They just get a bunch of consultants and experts and pay them a bunch of money and just figure as long as we can throw more money at this, we'll get it to work eventually. And if it doesn't work, we'll just tell the people it is working. And if you're having problems, it's your fault, which we're starting to hear that as well. Now, I want to get back to this issue where Secretary of War Chuck Hagel came out yesterday and announced all these cuts in Army troops, various other programs. And I said it doesn't feel right because, first of all, he's not allowing for all these suddenly released discharged military to have jobs to come back to in this country. And if you're not planning that, there's a problem. Well, it turns out Hagel's budget for the military contains a few surprises. And when we come back from our top of the hour blurbs, we will go into that in depth. We'll be back after these words.